We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele. I want to tell everybody, it looks as though from numerous reports, Herb Jones, who got injured last night, he avoided serious injury. No structural damage after someone landed on, it looks like, his right shoulder or top of his right arm. We have on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Chris Dotson, who covers the Pels for Clutch Points. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Any further news on Herb Jones?
Just that we're getting better news that I think I expected last night. As somebody that's had five shoulder surgeries and watched that, my stomach started churning. But, yeah, the imaging's coming back that he's clean. He avoided, like, a labrum that put John Moran out for all of last season. That's great news. And we're waiting to hear back from CJ and if he's going to have MRIs and imaging and see if we can get some good news out of that as well.
What is the starting lineup going to look like tonight against the Warriors?
You're going to have B.I., Zion, you know, Tice will probably get in there. Jordan Hawkins is out, questionable. It's going to be tough to really put something behind the big three of CJ, Zion, and B.I. I mean, we've even got guys at the G League now that we should probably call them back from training camp because we might need them.
Chris, I think last night you saw just a lack of energy. Like, focus wasn't there. You jump out to a 20-point lead and you see it slip away. By halftime, I knew they were in trouble. I mean, you could just tell, almost like you took the temperature. Something's wrong here. And this continuous part, not playing good defense, the turnovers. And I know the Warriors didn't have Steph Curry, and they didn't have Andrew Wiggins, but they didn't need him last night. They run him off the court. That was an embarrassing performance last night by the Pelicans overall.
Yeah, it seemed almost fluky in that first half. It looked like Golden State was still trying to get out of third, fourth gear. The Pelicans were getting pretty much everything they wanted to get to that 20-point lead. And this Pelicans team, to maybe even throw out a wire reference, they feel like Stringer Bell. They don't have a country. They don't have an identity. They don't even have a lie to fight on. It feels like everything we were sold on, some of it, even those lies, this team had no fight last night, even on some of those lies.
I agree with you, and I think that's the most disturbing part of it. Hopefully they got more fire tonight, because if not, you're going to get blown out again. You got blown out a couple nights ago by Portland, who's not a good basketball team. They're not very good, and back-to-back, you kind of like a run off the court. The one bright spot, though, and Chris, I don't think anybody would have thought he could play this well this early in Eve Misi. We thought maybe we would see some of this maybe late in the season, but you're seeing it early with him. And it's funny, we had it on Jen Hale last week, the same time as you are now. And she brought up about, in talking to the coaches for the Pelicans, they brought up his intelligence and how quickly he can pick this up. And it was like a sponge. He was able to translate all that athletic talent, and now he's putting it, on the basketball court. And I think we're seeing the early stages of his, what I would say, big jump developmental-wise.
Oh, yeah, he's proven me wrong. I was not that sold on Misi, even though I'd been over to Baylor. I'd watched him live in person in some tournament games. I was not that quite sold on him. But, yeah, when you hear him, the coaching staff and organization talk about his intelligence, a lot of this in the media made a lot about, oh, he's only been playing for 3 years. A lot of us also need to realize basketball ain't really that hard. It's bouncing a ball, it's passing, it's talking to your teammate. Energy is and effort's a lot of the defense, and he's got that in spades.
Yes, he does.
And he is very intelligent. Think about it. This is a world traveler that went to Baylor. He's multiple languages. He's wasn't even expected to start in Baylor, but picked up things so well that they couldn't keep him off the court. And, that's why the Pelicans had to draft him in the first round, and it looks like the organization's at least hit on another stud there. So that's one of the silver linings for the season.
Hawkins' play, and it's been a little bit erratic, but, man, we see – no, one thing he don't lack is confidence. He got that. He's willing to shoot that thing up. I think what you see – he finds a spot. Last night wasn't his night, but we've seen it in other games. I think he's very confident in where he can hit a shot, and I always thought he played with a lot of confidence. I mean, he got a stroke. Chris, there ain't a lot of people that can shoot it like he can. I mean, it's a sweet, sweet stroke when he puts it up in the air. Your thought on his early development, because we saw bits and pieces of this last year, but now I think he, now with so many injuries, he's got to play a bigger part, especially on the offensive side for the Pels.
Yeah, he's going to be playing a bigger part as far as minutes, and you're right about his shot. That is an elite skill at the NBA level. His shot is akin to the Ken Griffey Jr. swing. It's one of the sweetest things when it's on. The problem is everything else. The defensive numbers still aren't there. The ball handling, he had a bad pass to Misi last night. A couple other little bad decisions where you go to swing the ball. Got that extra pass in just to keep the offense moving, and the ball stopped with Hawkins. But that, I mean, that ball stopping comes from that confidence. He will never lack confidence. I just don't know how much more he can do in this team, considering what they're going to be asking him to do. We know he can't play point guard. We know he can't step up and defend bigger players. So it's going to be tough to give Hawkins the benefit of the doubt after, you know, a few good games, because we've seen three historically good weeks last season, and then we didn't see him in the rotations again because Willie Green just knew that the rest of his game has not come along that well.
The loss of DeJounte Murray, I think, I mean, we've seen it the last couple games where you need somebody to calm everybody down. And I think you brought him in here to be that facilitator, to make sure everybody gets their shots right. But there's also a part about, you know, being on that court to kind of get everybody in tune. They don't have anyone that can do it like Murray could. And, you know, to lose him this early, and now you got at least 4 to 5 more weeks before you get him back, that, to me, you can see his miss over the last two games of a guy kind of calming down a team that's still kind of feeling their way around the court.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, this team needed a point guard, traditional center. We know all this in the offseason, and this is where I was second-guessing Griff in the front office. Is if you're going to get Murray, and you know this team has injuries, and that's going to be your only point guard, why would you not try and include Jordan Hawkins in that deal for Murray and keep the insurance policy that Dyson Daniels is?
Yep.
Because he's done, I mean, look at what Dyson's done. If you had to trade him now, you would have to give up more than just a second-round pick or two that maybe you could have offered to Atlanta and say, hey, instead of Dyson, how about we give you Hawkins and the last couple second-round picks we have, something like that. And that would have looked genius now in hindsight. But, yeah, it's tough with Murray going out, this point guard situation. They're going to have to figure it out. Point Zion can only do so much, especially if the rest of the team's just not moving. Again, this team doesn't have the identity and the movement and the life and the fire, which are, you know, they need to be calmed down. Murray helps them there. But some of that fire and fight that we've, again, seen from Dyson Daniels over in Atlanta, tell me this team could not use that tonight against the Warriors.
No question about it. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. I know it was kind of short notice, but I appreciate, man, always great insights, and you bring it each and every time, but thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all take it easy.
All righty. Chris Dotson, who covers the Pelicans for Clutch Points.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.